Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, Fortune Fury, survivor of all turbulence, you know what it is? It's my game, survivor, come on.
Yeah, I'm a survivor, I look everywhere, all I see is fire. Shouting up louder, all I'm desire, oh Lord. I'm a survivor. I'm a survivor, I look everywhere, all I see is fire. Shouting up louder, all I'm desire, oh Lord. I'm a survivor.
You know what is brand new? I bring it to you just as new. 1, 2, 3, buckle up my shoes. You can listen to the news. The words that I utter, I testimonies to better times in the past. I had my back to the wall and praises to God. I break the four walls, I broke on the back of the terrible beast. Now I be like this. My enemies is on your knees. Stack to the ground like glue. Listen to the tune. My lyrics to your ears just sound like the morning dew. I don't just read only Genesis, but also read Matthew. I tough lots of forces, I can steal through. Now I got money like the rain dropping on me like showers. I struggle to stay alive. Don't dive in the pool of death, cause if I can survive, so you can. Believe in yourself.
I'm a survivor, I look everywhere, all I see is fire. Shouting up louder, all I'm desire, oh Lord. I'm a survivor. I'm a survivor, I look everywhere, all I see is fire. Shouting up louder, all I'm desire, oh Lord. I'm a survivor.
Memories bring me back, histories of the past. I cannot voice my stories into lyrics. Listen to me, the battle is over. Let the burden be put off my shoulder. I'm strange today, so please don't mind the way I behave. Don't mind my manners, for my heart is now quite sad and grave. You may call out my name, I might cast your memories back to yesterday. I was waiting, contemplating, the basin yearning for liberty. Here I am today, yeah, what more can I say? I spring to agitation, I yearn to addiction. Regardless when my heart took me back to the classic horizon. But at the end I crossed the bridge, sharing my experience way back when I was in gorgeous. Before now, it's tangled, I survived. I'm a leader, I'm a leader, you know what it is, yeah, come on.
I'm a survivor, I look everywhere, all I see is fire. Shouting up louder, all I'm desire, oh Lord. I'm a survivor. I'm a survivor, I look everywhere, all I see is fire. Shouting up louder, all I'm desire, oh Lord. I'm a survivor.
Hello, and welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler. That is X40, better known as his real name is Kenny Daniels, a.k.a. X40. He is from West Africa, and that is his song, Survivor. Survivor. Tonight we have with us Maurice Merriweather. He is an entrepreneur who is going to tell us about the product Visalus and the benefits of Visalus. How are you doing, Maurice Merriweather?
I'm doing great. Glad to be here.
Okay, it's good to have you here. It's very good to have you here. What is Visalus?
Okay, first of all, Visalus stands for Life, Health, and Prosperity. Visalus was founded in 2005. It emerged from a vision and a commitment of three individual entrepreneurs by the names of Ryan Blair, Blake Mallon, and Nick Tarnicola. They're coming together and all their experience, they combined to create something very special. They had a vision of life, health, prosperity, and once they founded Vitalis Sciences, they teamed up with a company called Blythe Incorporated, which is a publicly traded billion-dollar global leader in direct sales. And their goal was to put an end to the cycle of poverty and poor health in homes and communities throughout the world. And the Vitalis basically was built around a meal replacement shake, a shake mix that they say tastes like a cake mix.
Okay, tastes like a cake mix. Okay, when did you first become involved with Vitalis?
Me and my wife, Abby, has been involved with Vitalis for going on about 2 months now. So we're just getting started. We're very excited about it. I'm actually doing the shakes to basically maintain where I am, and she's doing the shakes for to lose a few pounds, and it's actually made a difference so far since she's been on it. So we're very excited about the program, about Vitalis itself, and being entrepreneurs and being with the company.
Oh, okay. All right, that's wonderful. That is wonderful. What are the benefits of Vitalis?
Well, as far as the product itself, the benefits of being with as a Vitalis customer is that you're going to commit yourself to a personal challenge, and you're reaching a goal that you set for yourself for 90 days. And within that, with that person that brought you into the challenge will also be your personal coach. They'll help you stay motivated, focused on your goal, and also there to answer any questions that you have about nutrition and exercise. So it's basically an opportunity to get on a program, be focused, and have somebody to help motivate you while you're doing your challenge to reach your goal.
Okay. Why is it good for people who are overweight?
Oh, wow. Vitalis products are great for people that are overweight because, first of all, it promotes weight loss. You know, in the United States alone, over 63% of Americans are overweight and over 30% are obese. So, and that number is growing every year. Even though we spend over $60 billion a year in nutrition products, the number still continues to grow. So the Vitalis shakes allows people to actually not have to worry about what they're going to eat. You know, sometimes it gets difficult to find something that's nutritious, something that's healthy on a daily basis when you're in a hurry, you're on the go, and you don't have time to really get something that's healthy. You usually end up grabbing stuff that's not healthy for you. Okay.
Okay.
So the Vitalis shakes are really easy to make, and they're good and nutritious for you.
Oh, okay. All right. Why is it good for people who are overweight?
That's the question you just asked me.
Oh, I'm sorry. what about people
that's
with
fine.
Health problems? I apologize for that.
That's fine. People with health problems, the Vitalis products are great for people with other health problems because, first of all, like I said in the last question, it's going to promote weight loss. And the shakes are healthy, they're nutritious, and they're good for everyone, actually. The ingredients allow for a nutritious meal, which most people struggle with weight, you do not necessarily get in. But when a person starts eating healthier, they're going to feel better, and as they start to reduce their weight, some of the health issues that they had will also go away. With a lot of the issues themselves being related, such as high blood pressure, you have heart disease, high cholesterol, and also diabetes. And I believe it or not, a lot of those issues are related to being overweight.
Yes, and I believe that because I'm a diabetic. And I used to be 325 to 335 pounds. Now I'm about 200 pounds. And I'm off the diabetes medication for losing weight. So, yes, I know it is.
There you go.
Okay.
Awesome.
What about the Body by Vi Challenge?
Okay. First of all, the Body by Vi is a great concept. Like I said, our company has been around since 2005. They just recently came up with the Body by Vi 90-day challenge within the last 2 years. And in the last 2 years, this company has grown by leaps and bounds. And I think one of the main reasons for that is because the challenge itself allows a person to commit themselves for 90 days to reaching their personal goals that they set for themselves. It's kind of a structured program. A lot of people have a hard time staying focused on a program. Just like I'm at the beginning of the year, January, a lot of people join the gym. They get in the gym, and you'll see them in there for just a couple of weeks or just a couple of months, and then they start to taper off. With the Body by Vi 90-Day Challenge, it commits you to 90 days of staying focused and to reaching a goal. And Vitalis Sciences also have incentives put in place, such as vacations, cruises, and free products to kind of help you stay focused. The program itself is designed as in a way where you're going to take up your four picture, and you create your own profile online. You take up your four picture, you put in your measurements and your weight, and you give yourself 90 days to reach your goal. And at the end of the 90 days, you would take another picture, an after picture, put in your weight again and your measurement. And once you submit that, this company puts you in a pool, and they actually reward their winners with over $25 million in vacation, cruises, and free products every year. So that's incentive to stay focused and stay on the program.
Okay, we have some callers on the line. I'm going to go to the first caller and see if they have any questions.
Okay.
Hello, caller. Do you have any questions for Maurice Merriweather about Vitalis?
No, I don't have any.
All right, thank you. Hello, caller. Do you have any questions about the Body by Vi Challenge? About Vitalis? Hello? Hello, do you have any questions? Do you have any questions about the Body by Vi Challenge or Vitalis? Caller? Hello? Caller?
How much is the shake? Hello?
How much is the shake?
Yes.
Okay. Maurice Merriweather, she asked how much was the shake?
Okay. We have actually five different kits that we offer, starting with the basic, which is the balance kit. The balance kit is just one shake a day. It comes with five flavor packets that you can change up the flavors, and it costs us $49 plus shipping. We also have the shake kit, which is two shakes a day, which allows a person, which is going to promote weight loss because on average, a person is going to lose anywhere from 10 to 30 pounds in the 90 days using the shape kit, replacing 60 meals a month. That kit is actually $99 a month. Next comes the core kit. The core kit has one shake a day. It has a 30-day supply of multivitamins and also the neuro energy drink mix, which promotes stamina and energy, and that kit is $199 a month. Then we have the transformation kit. Transformation kit goes back to two shakes a day, replacing 60 meals in a month. It comes with the neuro energy drink mix, the two shakes, plus it also comes with an additional omega-3 vitamins. It has pills that you would take two a day. Also, it comes with your fat burner metabolism booster, because once you increase your metabolism and you start burning more calories, it's going to allow you it's going to make you get a little hungrier. So it also comes with an appetite suppressant to help suppress that hunger. And for that kit, you're going to pay $249 a month. And we also have the brand new Fit Kit, which was just introduced this year, which is $299, but the Fit Kit comes with two shakes a day, comes with the neuro It comes with the Neutral Cookies, and it comes with the Vitalis Pro and the Vitalis Go, which are energy drinks that will help you give you a boost going into the gym and actually allow you to drink an energy drink while you're working out to help sustain a good hard workout. And that's just made for athletes, for people that want to take their workout to the next level.
Okay.
And those are the different kits we have.
All right. You answered the caller's question. How much does the body kit cost? And who is the body kit for?
You mean the balance kit.
The balance kit, yes.
Right. The balance kit is $49, and the balance kit is mainly for any individual that just wants to maintain their weight where they are. They're already at their weight, but they may not eat as healthy as they should. I talk to a lot of people that say they try to eat right and they stay active, but they don't eat breakfast. And that's the biggest mistake that they make, is that when they say breakfast is the most important meal of the day, it's really true, because that's what gets your metabolism going in the morning time. Especially if you're trying to burn calories and you're trying to promote some weight loss, you have to eat breakfast. And for people that are on the go, that are really busy, that get up just in time enough to get out the door to go to work, then the balance kit will be great for them because it'll give them that one shake that they can fix first thing in the morning and head on out the door, and they've got their breakfast already taken care of.
Okay. All right. We have another caller. Going to ask them they have a question.
Okay.
Hello, caller. Do you have a question for Marlys Merriweather with Body Vitalis? Hello?
Caller? Hello.
Yes, do you have a question?
Well, I said I didn't have a question. I just had a statement about the what I'm taking. Is that the reason I enjoy it? Because it does taste good. It has a very good taste to it. And I noticed that whenever you're taking something that is good for you and it tastes good, you're most likely to continue on this regimen of good, healthy living. And I enjoy it. And I'm looking forward. This is my first time trying it, my first month, and I'm looking forward to what it's going to do for me in the future.
Oh, okay. That's wonderful,
yeah.
Caller.
Yeah,
would you
thank
like
you very
to see
much.
Your first name?
You're welcome. My name is Jackie.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, what are the other kits for, and why is the product different from other weight loss products?
Okay, as far as being different from other weight loss products, I would say the main reason, you know, we have a few different comparison charts out there, and most of them that I've seen put Vitalis Sciences, the Vi-Shake, as pretty much in first place. And the biggest difference is that if you look at the protein content, our shakes are 12 grams of protein per serving, and that's pretty high. It's a lot higher than some of the other weight loss products and meal replacement plans that are out there. Also, if you look at the sugar content, we have less than 1 gram of sugar in each serving. So that sets us apart from a lot of the other different nutritious drinks out there and meal replacement shakes.
Okay, caller, you're on the air. Do you have a question? Caller?
Hi, this is Demetra Stewart.
Hi, Demetra. Do you have a question for Body by Vi? Not Body by Vitalis, Marlys Merriweather?
That's right. You said it right. That's fine.
Okay.
I'm catching the last end of your interview. Where could I find your product online?
Well, as far as our products, we have our own personal website, and it's
okay.
Abby Merriweather. That's ABBEY. MERRIWEATHER.myvi.net.
Got it.
So I'll say that once again. Abby Merriweather.myvi.net. www.thesalesstandsforlife.net. And you can go to the website, and there's a series of videos on there that you can view. And actually, if you want to purchase any products, you go down to where it says Start the Challenge, and it'll walk you through the rest of it.
All right, great. That sounds wonderful. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Thank you, caller.
You're welcome.
Okay. What is the Body by Vibe Fitness Challenge? Could you talk a little bit more about that?
Sure. The Body by Vibe Fitness Challenge is something that we promote. When we talk to people about Thysalis Sciences, I noticed that a lot of people, you know, you have your other products out there, but they don't really offer a challenge to the customer. They don't offer an opportunity for the customer to commit themselves to 90 days of sticking with the program. Well, the fitness challenge is for anybody that's looking to get fit, that's looking to just eat healthy, or looking to lose weight and improve their life. So with the challenge, Thysalis Sciences has come up with a somewhat structured program by creating your own profile online, and you're actually able to go in there and add your own picture. And once you go in and annotate your weight and your measurement, then you have your own web page. And then you can also go back in and update your measurement as you go along. I'm doing the challenge. You're able to interact with other people online also, because people are posting comments. They're talking about what the challenge is doing for them. So you can go in there and read comments. You can go in and actually post comments yourself on how well you're doing. So that's another thing that kind of helps, gives you motivation, incentive, and just kind of keeps you going to complete the challenge.
How do you become a Thysalis promoter?
Well, basically, the easiest way to become a Thysalis promoter is to go to my website, view all the videos, and check out all the information that's online. And on the website, there's a place that you can click on that says become a promoter. Now, once you click on that, it will walk you through all of the information that you need to input. Now, to become a Thysalis promoter, the cost is $499 to get started. And that's all you're going to pay up front. But that's all you're going to pay right now. As far as any additional costs, is basically the supplies that you're going to need to get started, like business cards and maybe flyers. The flyers are all online. One great thing about being a Thysalis promoter is that pretty much everything is done for you. Once you go in and you set up your own account, they create your website for you. It has videos on it. You can go in and you can add comments on there that you would like to comment. If you would like to add, you can go in and add your own pictures and videos, and just kind of tweak your website the way you want to. You can also choose from a number of different business cards, flyers, and all the other information that Thysalis has already created. So they asked us not to recreate the wheel. Everything is already put in place. The training is already in place. So all we have to do is go to it and get started. Easy.
Okay. What are the incentives to sell Thysalis, and what are the giveaways and rewards?
Oh, wow. Incentives. Well, once you sign up and become a promoter, now you are I'm an entrepreneur, your own business owner. So you're on right off the bat, you're eligible for tax write-off. Some people, you know, that make a lot of money, or some people that don't have children, you know, they're looking for ways to write off taxes or not to have to pay as much taxes. So by starting your own business is a great way to put a little of that money back in your pocket. Any supplies that you purchase or anything that you do, business trips, business meetings, lunches, all of that can be considered tax write-offs. If you have a place in your house, like, say, for instance, a bonus room or a den that you use as an office, then you can write off some of your expenses for your home on your tax. So plus also one of the greatest incentives is once you reach the level of regional director, Thysalis will award you with a BMW. That's right, I said it, your own BMW.
BMW,
they're gonna pay you
all right.
And that's the automobile, okay? They're going to reward you with an additional $600 a month towards the purchase of a black BMW. Now you can get a few other different colors, but you will be driving a black BMW to promote Dr. Alice Science's Body by Vibe 90-Day Challenge.
Are you working towards winning a trip or a BMW?
Oh, definitely. That's exactly what we're working towards. You know, for me, I'm kind of a fitness buff. I've been in the fitness. I work out in the gym about 5 days a week. So I've learned how to eat properly, and I've learned about nutrition and working out. So it's rewarding for me to share with other people that I see that can benefit from I'm joining this program. On the first time I heard about Vitality Sciences, I signed up. I wanted to become a promoter because I wanted the opportunity to share with other people and help other people lose weight. But, you know, and with that, the more people we get to join the challenge and the more people we help, then the money's going to come and eventually the BMW is going to come. So that's kind of second to what my passion is.
Okay. What are your goals in this company? What is the and what are the compensation plans like?
Well, as far as my goal and my wife's goal, Abby, our goal is to continue to follow our passion to help other people reach their fitness goal and to reach a level. You know, I'm not necessarily one looking to be a multimillionaire. If it happens, then, well, you know, so be it. I will welcome it. But right now, my goal is to get to a comfortable level to where we can, you know, pay our bills and take care of our family and live comfortably without having to worry about money. You know, and Vitality Sciences does offer us the opportunity to do that.
Okay.
As far as you asked about the compensation plan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The compensation plan. If you know anything about network level marketing, the way that Vitality Sciences compensate their promoters is that we get paid based on getting people to join a challenge. And as we get more people to join the challenge, then we get a certain residual pay for each customer that we have. And also, as we're also allowed to add more promoters. So I can go out and I can get a promoter. Say, for instance, I have three promoters. So each one of those three promoters are working under me, my first level. As I go out and I bring people into the challenge, and as my promoters go out and bring people into the challenge, then more people are joining the challenge. Now, we also have what's called a three-for-free program, which for every customer that we get, the customer will also have an opportunity to get their products for free. And the way that they would do that is to get three other people to join the challenge with them. Once they get three people to join the challenge in a month, they're allowed to get their products for free and continue every month. If they get three people every month to join the challenge, they will get their products for free every month thereafter.
All right. Do you have parties?
Yes, we have what's called challenge parties, and that's basically an opportunity for people that we talk to prior to them joining the challenge. We invite them over to our house or to a location and give them the opportunity to sample the shake, to learn more about the products that we have, and also to listen to other people's testimonies on how they achieved their weight loss goal and also why they decided to join the challenge. So it's a fun time. The more people, the merrier.
Okay, it's a fun time. It's a fun time. I had talked to your wife, Miss Abby Merriweather, and she sounds like a very nice woman. I encourage the listeners to get in touch with Maurice Merriweather, Abby Merriweather. In a little while, we're going to give out their contact number. The contact information, I'm not going to give a number or not, but contact information. And I'm going to ask two more questions. What advice can you give to other entrepreneurs?
Okay, you want me to answer that one now?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'll say this. If you're going into business for yourself, you want to make sure it's something that you're passionate about, something that you love, and something that you really want to do. Because what happens is sometimes businesses get slow. And usually when you're own business, the amount of money that you make is going to be determined by how much time you put into it. So there's going to be some times where you're not going to feel like getting up, you're not going to feel like going to work, and you have to be passionate about it because you're going to have to be able to dig deep sometimes and say, I'm going to get up because this is what I believe in, and I'm working towards a mission, I'm working towards a goal, and you just have to love what you're doing. Do something that
that's
you
right.
love.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. And you're one of the lucky people to be able to work in a field that you like, I love. So you're very blessed. How can you be contacted? You or your business?
Okay. Once again, the website is abbymerriweather.mindvi.net. That's abbymerriweather.my. Yes, and Victor, I.net. And also, I can be reached at 912-665-1454, and Abby can be reached at 912-663-1017.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Listeners, we've had with us tonight Maurice Merriweather, the Vassalis, who has his own business with Vassalis. If you have any questions, you heard the contact numbers and the websites and everything. So don't hesitate to go to the website after calling if you want to sign up for this Vassalis company. I encourage you to because I believe it would be well worth it, in my opinion. Okay, thank you, Maurice Merriweather, and thank you, Abby Merriweather, too. I know you're not on the show, but thank you. That'll be all, Maurice Merriweather. I enjoyed having you on the show, and I hope you enjoyed yourself.
Thank you. I sure did.
All right. Thank you. Hope to have
Bye-bye.
You back again.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Listeners, we have with us tonight, Demetra Stewart. Demetra Stewart is also an entrepreneur. She's a very ambitious young woman. And I hope listeners that you learn something from Maurice Merriweather. And also Demetra Stewart is a very talented young woman. So don't change your internet settings, just stay and listen to Demetra Stewart. We're gonna have her back in about 30 seconds.
When you're searching for the latest news on entertainment, the economy, business, technology, and creative arts, choose...
The Digital Conglomerate Magazine.
Not only do they give you all the latest information, but they're there for you 24-7, baby, giving you the 411 and all you need to know, baby. Visit the Digital Conglomerate Magazine online. Just Google us, baby. We're everywhere.
All right, again, we're back. Listeners, that was the Digital Conglomerate Magazine CEO Garland McLachlan. How are you doing tonight, Demetra Stewart?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Sounds like you got a little background noise there. Okay.
Is that better?
Yes, that's better. Demetrius, as I was studying your bio and talking to you and everything, I realized that you're very ambitious, that you've been ambitious from a young age. So we're going to ask you some questions that are going to hit home with a lot of women.
Okay, great.
Okay. First of all, what is your educational background?
I've studied communications about over a decade ago, but now I'm currently a full-time college student studying visual communications, and I'm a junior in my college year.
Okay. What was the magazine typed about?
Well, my magazine, as far as Atlanta Ambition?
Kite.
Atla- What was it typed about?
Tight. T-Y-G-H-T.
Oh, Tight. I'm sorry about that. That was a magazine that I had actually started about in 2003. I'm originally from El Paso, Texas, and there's a very small African-American community there, so I had started up a magazine called Tight, and it was about things going on in the black, you know, in the black community out there as far as military and the things that were going on with us, because we didn't have anything like that. So I decided to start something like that because I started off as a office manager for a publishing company, and I kind of learned the ropes and everything, and I had asked them to kind of give me some leeway and let me spread my wings and show them what I can do. And that's where Tight kind of came about, and I started with that. And as soon as that started to take off, I decided to start my own publishing company, and it took off from there, and I had it for about 2 years, and it did pretty well.
Oh, okay. Did pretty well. Why did you decide to become an entrepreneur?
Well, I don't think I decided. I was just born that way, honestly. I've been an entrepreneur. Well, I've had an entrepreneurial spirit since probably the time I could talk and walk. I've always been interested in making money, I guess you could say. I always did little things as a kid. I was always involved with a lot of different activities. I was raised in a single-parent home, and my mom, she's the main reason that I'm the way that I am. She worked all the time to support me. She always had side jobs going on, whether it was catering, cake decorating, everything, and she pretty much taught me at a young age, if you want to have nice things in life or get anywhere in life, that you have to work hard to do so. So that's kind of where I picked it up from her.
Okay, what is DD's Cleaning? How did you start DD's Cleaning Service?
I actually started DD's Cleaning in 1999, because I was upset because I was let go of a job had let me go. I was the top salesperson in the state of Texas where I was, and I was kind of upset because they were promoting everyone above me because I was training them and they didn't want to take me off of the position that I was. So I was eventually let go, and I was kind of upset about that. And I was looking for work, and I saw an ad in the newspaper for cleaning a house. And I cleaned a house, and I started from there, started cleaning houses, and it was kind of therapeutic for me because I was doing something without a boss being behind me and making a lot of money. So I started DD's Cleaning from there, and it turned out to be a small chain. I had opened up several locations in different parts of the country that were my favorite places to visit, and it went from there, and I have that company. I still currently have it. It's been about almost 13 years now.
Oh, so it branched out into a small chain. Okay, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, you have people working for you and stuff. Oh, that's wonderful. Tell us about Ambition Magazine and the TV, Ambition TV. Tell us about it. Talk about
well,
that.
Well, Atlanta Ambition, it's been a dream of mine that I was working on for 6 years when I first moved out to the Atlanta area. Like I stated before, I come from a smaller town. And I was very out-of-the-box type of person, and I like to do different things. So when I moved to Atlanta and found out there was a lot of people that were just like me, especially women, it really got me really excited. And that's where Atlanta Ambition kind of came into play, and I always had a dream about putting out a publication that was specifically towards women who were interested in business or had prestigious titles or even people that aspire to be. You know, just like me, I'm someone who wants to do what they want to do and have their own business. And I wanted to kind of put that message out there that no matter what, that you can do what you want to do. So that's where Atlanta Ambition came to play. The TV part of it didn't come until the last half of last year. I just wanted to come up with more innovative ideas to bring more attention to the magazine. So I started my own web series and my own channel on YouTube called Hanging with Dee Dee, where I have my own talk show, and I currently still have it, where I'm interviewing, you know, ambitious women around the city and just getting more, I guess, stories about how they started. And, you know, I like to interview people, and my main thing that I want to do is I want to promote that it's not what you're doing, because if someone's in the limelight or they have a large position in life and we all know what they're doing, I mean, that's great. But my main concern that I want to put out there to my viewers is that it takes a lot, and you don't know the background to what took them to this area to make them the way that they are now, the position that they got. My main thing is the journey that it took to get them to the situation they're in, not necessarily focusing on their fame or what's going on with them now. So that's kind of how Atlanta Ambition, the TV part of it, came to Atlanta Ambition. But I've had the Atlanta Ambition magazine since January. It premiered January 1st of 2011.
Okay. So it's a little over a year old. Okay.
Yeah.
How's that going?
It's going amazing. It's going better than I ever expected. I had high hopes about it anyway because I'm very passionate about it. That is my baby. I am all about women's empowerment and women, you know, doing what they want to do in life and just going over the obstacles and things because we have a lot to deal with. You know, not me personally, but a lot of us are mothers. You know, there's a lot of different positions in life that we are. And I just really want to promote that it doesn't matter what's going on in your life, what past you may have, anything, that you can do whatever you want to do. And I've had nothing but the most positive and loving responses of the magazine, and I'm so happy and I'm so proud to where it's brought me right now.
Okay, that's wonderful. So that is why you primarily interview women. Okay, all right, you answered that question. When did you decide to open a graphic design company? Because I realized as I talked to you and I read your bio and did some research that you are very ambitious. There's nothing wrong with that. But I just want to know, when did you decide to open a graphic design company?
Well, I mean, yeah, I'm very ambitious. I can't stay still. That is a habit of mine. Everybody knows that about me. I like to be involved with a lot. If I'm not doing anything that pertains to business, I'm pretty much not breathing. Like, this is my passion. And as far as graphic design, like I stated before, I'm going to school for it now. I'm in my third year going with that now. But I've always been interested in, I've been doing graphic designs and self-taught web design. And that started probably about 6 or 7 years ago when I first moved to Atlanta, and I saw that the demographic was a lot different as far as advertising. Coming from a smaller town, you know, the prices and how many people you're going to reach is a lot different than being in a major city like Atlanta. So I had to come up with some creative ways to get the name of my businesses out there for people to even know anything about me, because even though I'm doing a certain service, you know, there's a million other people doing the same thing that I'm doing. So I had to find out ways to kind of stand out above the crowd, I guess you could say. So I started, I didn't even know how to use a computer, actually, like 7 years ago. So I kind of taught myself how to use a computer. I started messing around with graphics. I taught myself how to build websites and just figured that that was a passion of mine as well. And I love graphic designs. I love web building. And, you know, I started going to school eventually with that, and I realized that that's what I wanted to major in. So that's where the graphics thing came about. And I started Epic Graphics, my graphic design company, last year. And that's doing great as well. And people really seem to like my work. So I feel extremely blessed.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. You're doing something you love to do also. Like I was telling Maurice Merriweather, he's one of those few people who are blessed to be able to work in a job, not necessarily a job, but being an entrepreneur in something he loves. So him and Abby Merriweather, so that's wonderful. I have a question. Has it been difficult since you are a woman? Has it been difficult? I mean, I'm a woman too. Have you run up against any stereotypes or walls?
I mean, at the beginning, I would say, there's been a little obstacles that I've done. I mean, I've kind of built myself. A lot of people respect me as a businesswoman, and that's the main thing I've always wanted people to always look at me as far as first, if they want to judge me or however they want to think about me. My main thing is that you always, you know, I want to be a respected businesswoman. That is my goal. I've had different little, you know, incidents as far as being a woman, and also because I'm kind of young to some people. I don't feel young, but, you know, I may be young to others, and they've never really kind of, some people haven't taken me seriously, and, you know, I've had little obstacles, but, you know, it's just about all just don't judge a book by its cover. See what I'm really about before you judge me. And that's mainly, you know, kind of the obstacles I've came across, but nothing really drastic.
Okay. What is the best part about being an entrepreneur?
Oh, well, to me, it's, you know, obviously it's your own boss, but to me, like I said before, if I'm not doing this, I'm not breathing. I mean, you really have to be passionate about it because you're on your own. you're not getting your average paycheck by working, you know, somewhere else. You know that you have something guaranteed coming to you, but if you're an entrepreneur, if you don't get up and work, you don't eat. So a lot of people don't understand that. So and they think that it's easy to be an entrepreneur, and it's one of the hardest things ever. But if you're passionate about it and you love it, then it makes it all, you know, worthwhile. So I love it.
Yes.
I wouldn't be doing anything else.
Yes, I agree. What is the name of your publishing company?
Well, I don't have a publishing company. I just have Atlanta Ambition Magazine. I have other companies that I have as well. But the whole name of everything, my umbrella company, is D. Renee Enterprises. And that's where I have my magazine. I have my new talent company. I have a talent agency as well called D. Renee Talent. And I also have the web show. And I also have an online cable channel that I have coming out as well.
Okay. All right, listeners, we have with us tonight Demetra Stewart. Don't leave Show Talk with Angela Boyd. We're going to take about a four-minute break, and then we're going to come back.
When you're searching for the latest news on entertainment, the economy, business, technology, and creative arts, choose
the Digital Conglomerate Magazine.
Not only do they give you all the latest information, but they're there for you 24/7, baby, giving you the 411 and all you need to know, baby. Visit the Digital Conglomerate Magazine online. Just Google us, baby. We're everywhere.
Next, we have Jazzy the Don.
Hey, now, you know I do my thing for that, you know what I'm saying, that girl and that boy, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You can call me Mojo. You know what I mean?
Swag brother, swag brother,
swag brother. So it's far two-way, turn four-way. White girl and that white boy, kiss like a OJ. Kiss like a OJ, kiss like a OJ. Kiss like a OJ, kiss like a OJ. So it's far two-way, turn to a four-way. White girl and that white boy, kiss like a OJ. Kiss like a OJ, kiss like a OJ. Kiss like a OJ, get like a OJ, get like a OJ. Get no play, I'm riding through your hood and I'm about to make my four plays. I see your no ways, no speech, no hate. I don't hang out with you, mindin' on with your kind, no way. So did them say, your crew say, I gotta scrap it, I pull it out and put it in your mouth like toothpaste. Your so juicy, I'm last Tuesday. She bring his hair like Rudy. She the movies, that's all I spent. I tricked that cause I'm a pimp. I bought a pimp and broke it down a thousand. I hit the strip, them went so quick, another flip. Next thing you know, I'm filthy rich. So it's bought a two-way, turned to a four-way. White girl and that white boy, kiss like a OJ. 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 So it's bought a two-way, turned to a four-way. White girl and that white boy, kiss like a OJ. 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 So it's bought a two-way, turned to a four-way. In front of apartment 4A, I'm arranging a doorway. James ain't on the gonna stretch it too long, I stretch it too long, but I don't give a on, cause I don't smoke it, so get the f*** on. I'm buying my books on, that's the move. Hard not like past the school, you can't get right, that's the move.
Alright, listeners, that's OJ by Jazzy the Don with Three Way Entertainment. We have with us tonight Demetra Stewart, who is the owner of Atlanta Ambition Magazine and TV. Demetra.
Yes.
What motivates you?
Reaching my goals.
Reaching
that's my biggest goals. Motivation. Oh, yeah.
Who inspires you? Who inspires you the most?
My mom, because she's my biggest supporter, and I don't know, I just want to take care of her forever.
Okay. Where do you get the ideas for your companies?
They just pop up in my head. I'm just, my brain works weird like that. I just have a lot of ideas that come up, and I figure, you know what, you only live once. So I would at least feel comfortable knowing that I at least tried instead of not doing it at all.
Yes, that's the key right there. what you say, you at least tried. And usually if you keep trying, you succeed.
Exactly.
Have you been told that you inspire others?
Yes, I have, and that is so touching because, you know, you don't, when you're so focused in your zone, you're not going out there thinking, well, I want to do this and I want to do this for people and that, but it's so welcoming to hear that you are inspiring other people. It feels amazing.
Okay. What is your favorite type of music, a genre of music, genre of music?
I listen to everything, but top one is Christian music. I love it. That's my top ultimate favorite music.
Okay. Who would you most like to work with?
Wow. Well, one of them, I'm actually in the preparations of, I auditioned for him the other day, and that's Montel Jordan. I'm really inspired to work with him. As far as music artists, other than him, I haven't really thought about it, but I would love to work with him. Now, as far as working with other people in other aspects of entertainment, that's different. Like, Oprah is my number one mentor, period. I would love to meet her, work with her. I worship her since I was about 13 years old.
Oprah.
But Montel Jordan, music-wise.
Okay. All right. All right. Who is your role model? Who is your role model growing up, and are you your own role model as an adult?
Well, always first and foremost my mother, because she's a strong woman and she's always worked hard and she's just an amazing woman. She's always supported me no matter what. I can come up with the craziest business idea and she'll tell me, you know what, well, as long as you're the best that you can be. And she's always been there for me, to support me, to talk about, to talk to, everything. She's like my best friend. Other than my mom, it's Oprah again.
Okay. So this question's a little redundant, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Who do you thank most for your success? Your mom, right?
Well, first and foremost,
God. Who do you thank most for your success? God, okay.
He's blessed me in unbelievable ways, and he continues to surprise me every day. But, of course, him, number one. But my mom, also.
Okay.
Again.
All right. Tell us about your network. You had told me that you would be getting an online network earlier in the conversation. Tell us about it. Tell the listeners about it.
Yes, it's so exciting. By me having that web show that I told you about, the Hanging with Dee Dee, that's attached to my magazine, Atlanta Ambition Magazine, apparently I had some cable executives were checking me out, and I wasn't knowing it. And they approached me, and I thought they were going to, you know, offer me a show. They have an online cable network that's coming out, which actually some of it's out now through Wisecast Television. And they actually approached me about my show, and I thought they were offering me another show, but they want me to carry my own channel, which is amazing. It's a lot of pressure because I'm responsible for 24 hours of programming, but I'm super excited, and I've never turned down a challenge yet, so I'm just ready to go for it and see what happens. I'm in the works for it now. I'm going to have a few shows on there that I'm involved with, of course, producing. I'm going to take my Hanging with Dee Dee show to cable channel. And I'm also going to give other independent artists, soul makers, actresses, actors, music people, everybody the opportunity to be shown on my channel as well. Because, you know, all of us pretty much just have YouTube right now. And I think this is going to be a very amazing platform for a lot of independent artists to showcase their work on this cable network. I mean, I think this cable network is going to take over. It is so amazing from what I've seen so far. So if you guys have a chance listening out there, go to wisecasttv.com. It's amazing.
Okay.
So I'm excited.
All right. Do you know if you're going to be able to continue your other businesses?
Oh, definitely. Nothing's going to slow me
down.
I've always had a lot of things going on. I've always been a jack of all trades. So, and I mean, I guess the number one key thing is no kids. So I don't have anything holding me back from doing anything I want to do. So I'm totally open and able to juggle a lot of things going on.
How are you doing all this with just 24 hours in the day? That's what I want to know, because
I don't sleep.
Not that much
I don't
older
sleep.
Than you. You don't sleep?
Well, no,
okay.
I take naps. I mean, I haven't slept 8 hours in probably over a decade. I take little naps here and there. That's all I can do. But I feel like I'm losing money if I go to sleep anyway. So, I mean, I know it sounds crazy, but I like to stay up and I like to work. I like to stay busy. That's just my nature. I just love to stay busy.
Okay. Tell other women what the benefits of being an entrepreneur are besides being your own boss, which is the biggest thing right there. But what are the other benefits?
Well, I mean, number one is just reaching for the stars and going for your dreams. I mean, you know, there was a point in time in history where we couldn't do that. So it's just really amazing, you know, to be able to, we're super women. I mean, we can do it all. We have a lot of responsibilities that come along with being a woman anyway, you know, more some than others. You know, some people add, you know, most women add mothers to the mix. But by you doing things like that, you're inspiring other women, and not only other women, you're inspiring your children as well, especially your daughters. You know, you're inspiring them to show them, you know what, look what my mom did. That means I can do it too. So by you doing that and being a woman and being not necessarily your own boss, but just doing positive and great things, period, is very inspirational to a lot of people, and you just don't know how many people you're inspiring.
Okay.
You just don't know.
All right. So, well, you inspire me. I'm just going to tell you, you inspire me. You know, I have a radio show, and I thank God for it. But you are doing so much, so much. And I think it's wonderful, wonderful. It's just wonderful. I was laughing because you said the money motivates you. So that was kind of funny to me, you know, the way you said it, not what you said, but the way you said it. I wasn't laughing at you. I was laughing with you. Demetra, what's next for you? What's next? What's next? Am I going to see you? Are you going to be the next Oprah Winfrey, do you think?
You know what? That's funny that you say that. I would hope to be like her. I've been saying I'm the next Oprah since I was 13, and believe me, I've got made fun of. I actually got beat up a few times in school, like seriously. They put me through the ringer because,
brilliant.
Well, I mean, it's all a learning experience and it's funny, but, you know, I want to be me. I want to be the next Demetra Stewart. I do want to be just like her, and I want her to know who I am and to know that I am trying to follow her path and that I respect her so much, and I just think she's an awesome woman doing amazing things. So I do want to be just like her, but I think I'm going to try just being Demetra.
Okay. All right, there's nothing wrong with being Demetra. You're a wonderful person. You're very ambitious, very talented, very creative, and very smart. So there's nothing wrong with being Demetra. You remember that. So I've asked you what's next for you, Demetra. Your network is online, right?
Yes. Through Wisecast.
Okay, magazine. What about your magazine? Atlanta Ambition. It's online also, right?
Yes, it's online. I'm still kind of deciding if I want
to
take it to print.
Magazine?
They can go to AtlantaAmbition.com.
So you're thinking about taking it to print?
I thought about it, but, you know, nowadays when I first initially wanted to start the magazine, I'm not saying the computer was as relevant as it is now, but it is more popular. So I'm reaching a lot more people online, but maybe one day I'll put it in print, but it's doing well online now. So they can go to AtlantaAmbition.com and read the magazine. It comes out once a month, so it's out on the first of every month. And also make sure that you go to the Atlanta Ambition fan page as well on Facebook, and that's Atlanta Ambition Magazine / Atlanta Ambition TV. And make sure you click like so you can stay updated with all the stories and all the new videos that are coming out as well. I have to make sure that I say that.
All right. What advice do you have for younger women, let's say college age and high school, 14 to 21, younger women? I don't know your exact age, but I know you're a little younger than me, maybe about 5 or 6 years. So what you're not that old is what I'm trying to say.
I'm
okay.
Going on 36.
I know the
I'll
feeling.
Be 36 this year.
Okay. All right.
But
I got you by a little bit. What advice do you have to them, the younger women, who are, you know, it's a lot of
challenges that the youth have of today. You know,
oh, yeah.
It's a lot of peer pressure. We had it when we were growing up, when we were 14, 15, 16, even 10, 11, and 12. So what advice can you give them? You said you were beat up, so we'll go from there for saying who you admired the most and who you most wanted to be like and who your role model was growing up. What advice do you have to young women?
My advice would be, coming from personal experience, is just to always stay yourself. If you have something in mind that you want to do, you're going to hear people tell you, oh, you can't do that, or they're going to stop you, or you know what? Honestly, a lot of the people that you start with are not going to end up in the journey with you. They're not going to be there when you reach your goals. That's just reality. You have to stay true to your faith and what you believe in yourself and your talent, and you just got to keep going. Like, whatever you want to do in life, you can do it, no matter what. Nobody can tell you any differently. What you have in your heart and your passion, you follow it, because it will happen for you. If you're truly passionate about what you believe in and you really want to do whatever it is that you want to do with your life, just be the best that you can be and just keep going, because everybody's not going to support you. Everybody may not be there with you on that journey, and that is a big thing that, you know, I had to learn the hard way, that some people that I was friends with or who were in my life, they're not anymore because they didn't understand what I was doing. Everybody's not going to have the same passion that you have, so they may not understand, and that's okay. Everybody likes what they like. But just make sure that you stay true to yourself and you follow your dreams and you reach the goals that you want to reach, because it's possible, believe me. It's possible.
Okay. All right. You're very ambitious. I said, I know I'm redundant, but I'm very impressed. You're very ambitious, and I admire that.
Thanks, Angela.
You're more than welcome. I'm not just saying it either. To take up airtime or take up space in air, I really mean that.
Thank you.
Where can your magazines and businesses be found? One more time, I need you to give that again so people will know where to go to, so they can write it down or so they can Google it or whatever.
I'm going to give you all of them, okay? First of all, Atlanta Ambition Magazine. Again, if people don't know what Atlanta Ambition Magazine is about, this is my baby. It's a magazine, it's a lifestyle magazine that is online. It is about women who are either business owners, have prestigious titles in business, or just aspire to be in business. It's an excellent magazine. It has articles on health, beauty, fitness, business, anything you can name of. It's a one-stop shop for a magazine, so you have to check that out. It's at www.AtlantaAmbition.com. Again, the Facebook page is Atlanta Ambition Magazine / Atlanta Ambition TV. And
also,
I also have...
Also, if somebody wants to be featured or promoted, because I'm in your magazine, I'm real proud of that. What do they have to do? Just go to the magazine the online magazine and tell them what to click on?
They can go to the contact page, or they can email me at info@AtlantaAmbition.com.
Okay, and they want to advertise the same address?
Yes.
Okay.
And I will get a rate sheet
out. Businesses?
Now, I also have a talent agency, and my talent agency is very unique. It not only covers, I not only have actors and models, but also other different kinds of talent. I have celebrity stylists, all different types of talent I like to showcase. So it is your complete talent agency, and that is called D. Renee Talent Agency, and you can see the website at www.drenetalent.com. And also you can find D. Renee Talent Agency on Facebook as well. And you can go to my YouTube channel for my Hanging with Dee Dee show, and that is at Atlanta Ambition TV, all one word, under YouTube. And you can also go to my graphic design company, which is called Epic Graphics, and graphics is spelled G-R-A-P-H-I-X-X, and you can go to that website at www.epicgraphics.com. And again, that's graphics, GRAPHIXX.com. And my new channel, I'm thinking I'm going to call it The Renee Networks. It's probably going to be the name of the actual channel. Nothing is set in stone yet, but I do have that coming up as well. But if you click like on my fan page for Atlanta Ambition Magazine, you will definitely be updated with everything. So you'll know when it comes out, where to find it, the channel number, everything like that. So that's very exciting. So I think you should try to keep up with me because I got a lot of fun and exciting things coming up, and I want you to be there with me when I do them. So that's probably it. I think I named everything, yes.
Okay, you named everything. All right, listeners, we've had with us tonight on the second half of the show, Demetrius Stewart. Demetrius Stewart of Atlanta Ambition Magazine. You heard her name, her other companies. The reason I wanted her on my show is because she's an inspiration. She's an inspiration, I feel. So, listeners, early in the show, we had with us, on the first half of the show, we had with us Meriwether, Mr. Maurice Meriwether with Visalis. Don't forget to check him out. Remember his contact information, and Abby Meriwether, his wife. I hope you wrote that down. And Demetrius Stewart, I thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, Ms. Butler.
And thank you. Thank you very much, and I hope to have you back.
I would love to come back. Thanks a lot.
Oh, yes. Good night. Good night, Demetrius. All right. Listeners, we're going to go play one more song, and then we're going to close the show out.
Yeah, quick, it's a love song. It's a love song. It's a love song. It's a love song. Yeah, it's a love song. It's a love song. Come on. I can't.
listeners, you have been listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler and the host, Angela Butler. You can find me at www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. You go to the website and type in Show Talk with Angela Butler, and I should come up. Next Thursday, we will have on the show Calvin Richardson. Calvin Richardson is a popular R&B artist and blues artist. He also has a concert coming up February 18th at 2012. February 18th, 2012 in Dothan, Alabama at the Civic Center. So I look forward to you calling and calling in about the show. Also, his promoter will be on the show, Calvin Evans, next Thursday on the second half of the show. So remember to tune in next Thursday to Show Talk with Angela Butler. We also have a show Monday and Wednesday. My contact information is Angela, A-N-G-E-L-A, Butler, B-U-T-L-E-R, show at S-H-O-W at gmail.com. That's Angela Butler Show at gmail.com. My phone number is 850-638-8901. So if you'd like to be on the show or advertise through the show, give me a call. Good night, listeners. You've been listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Have a safe night.